Because he's moonlighting as Stitch, and he
just, oh my god,
he doesn't want to let down the fan base.
Who's moonlighting as Stitch, man?
Don Toliver.
All right, man. We're not recording. Council, I'm battle. That's not right. That's not right. That's not, you know you're wrong for that. But this is brand new. Deep in the water, far as I can see. Deep in the water, it's just you and me. Deep in the water, far as I can see. Deep in the water through your pregnancy. Sexy love, sexy love. Yes, I knew you were the rush. I'm fucking on me. Yes, I rush. Said you wanna take control of me, but I got all the answers. You want me done with the strip club, you know I'm done with them dancers. We ain't done with them all.
Is that Lilo on the beat?
You got jokes, man. But nah, I like this, man. This is making me want to go out tonight, bro.
Yeah, I'm here for it.
Yeah, man.
You going to Aphrodisiac?
It's tonight?
I think so.
I don't even know. Where's that at?
It's a good question. I didn't check the tickets just because I had this, but.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nah, we appreciate that. Big time.
I had to pivot.
Uh-oh. I can't do uh-oh here. But, man, welcome back to another episode of Return of the Mac Podcast. It is your host, Oxcur Daddy, Durek Poppy, Jameson Poppy, a.k.a. Mr. Let Me See What's In Them Pants, a.k.a. Just Playing I'm In A Relationship. Not really, though. Another week, another episode. Before I forgot my other a.k.a.s. Mm-hmm. A.k.a. Young Denzel. Stop playing with me, I'm him. A.K.A. Hermione, A.K.A. Harry Potter, P-O-D-D-E-R. Stop playing with him. Come on. We got a very special guest in the building. A return guest. I've been trying to get this guy on for a little minute now. He was on an episode 2 years ago, I think.
Yeah, cheeky 2 years. 21.
Cheeky 2 years ago. We had a good ass time there, bro. We talked about so much fucking shit. And this, the thing about this guy, we're gonna get into it, but the thing about this guy is, like, bro, he's a Potter too, or, well, ex-Potter at this point. You don't lose the Potter title, so you're still gonna be a Potter in my eyes, but the fact that you're on it all the time, quick with it, and we were just blasting through topics, so I'm expecting to do the same thing this episode. But, man, without further ado, please go ahead and introduce yourself to the
people. Why am I just clocking Harry Potter? You're
like, yo, you're not. yo.
I'll give it to you.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Nah, you're that guy. I'm not gonna do government names today, but
Gubby
on my land. No, it's not one of those, but I would say Scarlett Bohansom, Ebony Macchiato, Mac Attack, Control, Adapt, Overcome.
Love that.
Chad Dylan Scooper.
Jesus Christ.
Nah, we'll leave it at that.
Chad Dylan Scooper. All right, okay, where's that one from?
It's Chad Dylan Cooper, CDC.
Who's that?
Do you remember Sunny with a Chance?
I do. The actor nigga? That's hard. Okay, that's actually hard.
Peace out.
Oh my god, now we're in for a good one. Falls. How you been though, fam?
Nah, I've been chilling, bro. I'm chilling. I'm happy to be back. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I came through with the Return of the Mac Purge.
Yep.
You went out of your way to make the tour, and I had to come out of my way to come back on the pod. So I'm
appreciate
happy.
That.
Yeah, thank absolutely. You.
We may have some new shit coming soon.
Another tour?
Yeah, no, I mean, we'll see. Pockets. Now, actually, the first drop did well. I'm not going to lie to you.
Right,
it did
right.
well. People, I think it sold out. No, I think I had like maybe 3 shirts left.
Mm-hmm.
But nah, man, it was really cool. The reception was dope. But yeah, this next one might be a little less, I think.
We'll see, or maybe
the same. We'll see. I don't know. But yeah, shout out to the supplier. He's very dope. We're gonna start cooking stuff soon.
Right.
Yeah, man. But back to you, fam. You were potting.
Yeah, for a bit.
And then you disappeared. What's going on, fam?
I fell off. But it's one of those things. Like I'm sure you have a routine, and once you fall out of the routine, it's just hard to get back in.
Very.
For the time being, I think especially after I'm done with this, I might go back in and just start re-recording, start putting stuff out, just because it's such an enjoyable experience. It's fun to talk shit for an hour. I don't do the full hour, but I usually do like a cool 15 minutes. So I'm gonna get back and what's 15 minutes, right?
Like, exactly. And it flies right by.
Absolutely.
Chopping that up, posting it. And you did audio only, right?
Solo audio. Yeah.
Solo audio.
So but like, once I get a videographer, listen.
Listen, man. I'm going to sneak my way onto that podcast. I don't even do guests, but I'm going to hijack that shit.
You might be the first guest.
I'm going to sneak into London's bag, you know? Ta-da, nigga. Right. Popped out. But,
no
but,
passport. Nah, I get you.
You see what I mean? This is what I mean. Like, the podcast streets need this, man. Just quick on it, you know? So I really hope that this episode, you know, brings you back into the game.
Yeah.
Just getting back into it. But now we got a lot of cool shit to talk about. I mean, before we even get into that, let's plug the podcast again.
It's I'm sure you guys, well, it's Sign Over it's Sign Over Coast, which if you've done the math, mm-hmm. it's a tangent. So I usually end up going on a tangent on the podcast, mm-hmm. so I just kind of I thought the name was really fitting.
Yeah.
But available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. I have an RSS subscription, so mm-hmm. I'm just that's just what it's about. But I would say I'm definitely trying to get back into it. So this will be my return. The Phoenix. Rise of the Phoenix.
Rise of the Phoenix, return in the back.
So far away.
All right, let's get to the first topic.
You're not afraid to get flagged?
Funny guy. All right, first topic, Drea. Drea's fine as hell, man. Drea is beautiful. Mm-hmm. I thought she was 42. Turns out she's actually 39. 30.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. But anyway, she's in the news now because she got her... How do I call this, man? Her...
Man?
Right? Her boy toy. Her right. Her victim. Nah, it's crazy. Victim is crazy. But anyway.
You a victim.
You a victim for real. The man is 22 years old. Yeah. Jalen Rose. Damn, I'm bugging. Jalen mm-hmm. Green?
I've been making a mistake as well. But yeah, Jalen Green.
Jalen Green. Yeah. Balling out of control, apparently. I don't watch Ball Star movies. No. But he got her pregnant.
Right.
Or I feel like she got him to get her pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just fucking insane to me.
That's nuts.
She has a kid herself. I mean, she has two kids already, right? One of them is 21 or 22.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one is about 7 or something. So
it's a big gap.
What are your thoughts? When you saw the headline on Twitter, how did you react to this?
So for me, first thing that comes to mind, this is proof that Your wholeness can't really get deleted. Even if it gets deleted, it's still in the cloud somewhere. Yeah, you know what I mean? She might have tried to delete the whole history, and but kudos to her. But it looks like some of that still stayed in the cache.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
No, 100%.
It's some cookies still left in there.
Yeah.
But I think it's just nuts, bro. She on that decaf diet, right? Leonardo DiCaprio.
That is fucking hilarious.
You know what I mean? Not going past a certain age. And I think it's unfortunate to just see that big of an age gap.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. You know, you're gonna see who you want to see, but to... Fam, like not only like okay, you smashed, but he also got you pregnant. You have a child with this.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I, and the thing is 22, not that old, but it's not that young.
Exactly. Exactly. That's exactly what it is. Like, I'm seeing a lot of people say, well, he's a grown man, he can make his own decision. I'm like, you're not grown.
Right.
He's obviously not a baby.
Right.
But 22 and then also being approached, and you got this, she's a sniper, let's be honest. She's a sniper. She's been in the game for a long time. She's an assassin. She goes into whatever she wants, she gets. With that phase, her knowledge, and just, you know, that comes with years of being in the game, right? And so when you approach a person that's 22, it's like, it seems predatory.
Right.
Because you know so much more about the game than he does.
Exactly.
Like, he's just getting here. He was just beating off to your fucking video.
And that's the wild part, right?
Yeah.
Nah, it's proper questionable, and it just begs the question, like, where are you trying to take this? Where are you trying to take this? I do wonder.
To the bank, nigga.
Right. Straight up, though, because... She used to be on Basketball Wives, right?
Yeah.
So maybe the show's coming back. Maybe there's something that we don't know.
It is in her house. She's starring one Basketball Wife.
He's trying to get Rookie of the Year.
For sure. Nah, man, this is just insane. And you know, obviously people saying, oh, well, you know, we don't say anything when the reverse happens. I'm like, that's not true.
No.
I speak up about it.
Anybody can get it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and I definitely speak up, but when it's the opposite, I'm like, that's a weird age gap.
It's a strange, because there's too many people with the same age as you. Why is there? Not too long ago, what did we see? It was Brittany Renner, no?
Oh yeah,
very similar scenario. Very similar. And again, like Leonardo DiCaprio, there's a graph out there of every person that he's dated, and we found the maximum.
It's 25.
People are saying that Leonardo DiCaprio gets migraines when his girl turns 26.
Yo, he does not have 26. He gets nauseous, wakes up nauseous and shit. He's shaking. Like, he really rushed the toilet. Just not.
He starts starting arguments that don't make sense. Exactly. Why is the toilet seat down?
Like, the fuck you doing? Like, just you being hot about the randomest shit.
Crazy.
But
crazy.
Yeah, that's some weird shit too. You know, just capping at 25. Like, watch that man. He's very strange. I'm not mad at an age gap, but I just think when it's that wide of an age gap, it's weird. Like, if it was 30 and 40, that'd be fine. If it was 40 and 50, it's fucking 50 and 70. Do your thing.
Exactly.
Give a fuck, you know?
But we're talking about someone who's just left teenhood.
Yes, exactly. That's where it gets weird and nobody's talking about that. Right. Like, you're not even 25. You don't really know shit about shit. Even at 25, you don't really know shit.
The fact that
your brain hasn't fully developed, you know, there's all those things. And it's just the whole thing of, you know, so much more than the person you're with that it's like you can mold them. And that's weird. You shouldn't mold the person you're dating like that. I mean,
and then on top of that, even the reasoning that usually comes with it, because there's a lot of justification that comes with that after. And they're saying stuff like they're mature for their age. What are you talking about?
That's a weird thing to say.
You don't think that's a crazy sentence?
Put them on the list. Put them on the list.
No fly list?
Like, yeah, all that.
You shouldn't be able to leave the country.
You shouldn't, bro. Mature for your age. What the fuck do you mean by
what
that?
Kind of, what's it? What are you justifying?
Exactly. What are you comparing it to? So you're just
do
like,
you
sampling,
believe what you're saying?
Yeah, like you're sampling a bunch of like whatever that age is and be like, oh yeah,
right. I think
right.
But then the other thing is, if someone's mature for their age, what does that say about you?
Duh.
Are you childish?
Exactly. No, it's fucking bizarre. Thoughts and prayers, I guess.
I don't know.
I saw some other crazy shit in the news this week. Somebody, this very popular artist, right? He DM'd a baddie on Instagram like you do.
That's not me, though.
Right. I don't do that.
That's not you?
No.
That's not how you get in?
Nah, I'll get out of here. But he DM'd her and his opening
line. On vanish mode?
I'm not sure.
I guess not, because we found out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But his opening line was, your body's tea. Like, your body is tea.
Okay.
You are 36, right. Drake. Drake, you are 36. Come on. Like, this is like, he's the sassiest thing of all time.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Your body is the tea, or whatever the fuck the line was. That's just mad to me. Please, your thoughts.
Right. No. Drake's nothing if not consistent.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. I think the corniness has led, it's reached critical levels.
Yeah.
But what more do we expect from this guy, right?
Very true. Mm-hmm.
Embarrassing.
I mean, that shit got fired up. That I need a Max win.
Right.
She's a walking meme, man. That guy.
But I think, especially when you look at Drake last couple of years, like I think he's trying to keep up with the things, right? And maybe he's ahead.
Straight up though,
because I feel like, you know, I Song of the Summer might be Rich Baby Daddy.
Yeah,
but. Like, just the vernacular.
Yeah, no, like, me and my tour, like, right. This, like, right. I don't...
And that was yesterday.
That was literally yesterday. Like, you're right. He is ahead of all
he's
the things.
He's ahead of the things, bro. He's...
And it just goes to show how inconsistent women are.
Yeah.
Because they'll kill you for being sassy.
Right.
If you have money,
right,
you can get away with it.
You know, you can
get away with the sassiness. The thing is, I'm not going to be that.
No.
I don't think I'm going to be the nigga that's up at the MVs. You don't want to be that guy? But, nah, I want to be petty, but I'm not going to be sassy. Like, you'll never see me doing the pookie shit. Like, right. No.
You won't.
The pout?
Yeah, you would.
Oh,
that's crazy, man.
I couldn't. The baby voice?
You see me doing that?
Yeah.
That's disrespectful, fam.
But, I mean, we're also at a point where anything could be sassy.
Yeah.
You seen the note?
No.
There's a note of, like... Things that are
the thing on Twitter,
like,
right?
With the sweetness in the tank type thing, where you know you could sit on a couch and you know that's kind of it's added to the list, or you know my man could never order dessert.
Yeah. I know. Okay, so for those of you that don't know, there's like this list on Twitter that this guy is keeping track of. It's like, I feel like at this point it's like 700 or something.
Yeah.
Basically, things that women say are either gay or sassy,
right?
Things that men can't do. And most recently, they added "be drunk in public."
Oh, right.
It's like, why are you loose and goose right. in public? Like, ugh. I'm like, man can't live. We can't live.
Right. It might be a PSA, to be fair, but no. I think they're just adding things to make world more ideal.
Honestly, low-key, they might be at this point.
Because to be fair, like, the other side of it is there are a lot of people who do anything to not be perceived as gay. Like, they'll give up. They'll give up things they love. They won't eat a banana in public. Like, that's
the gayest thing of all, bro. You like it so much. Like, right. Now niggas can't see me enjoy this. Right.
I won't let these niggas see me.
Like, no, that's OD. Like, obviously, right. We play the pause game and stuff of like that, course. But it's all jokes. But
as long as you know it's a joke, because
yeah.
Everything can't be gay, bro.
Nah. that's real.
You're not going to your graduation ceremony because you got nominated summa cum laude. Like, that's
yo. As a kid, I used to read that crazy. Like, wait, summa cum laude?
Some cow louder.
Where, who's coming loud, nigga?
I can't accept this.
They're like, hey, yo, my nigga. You got a dog. On the war for coming loud? Right. Freak ass nigga.
you freaky fraud.
For real, man. Nah,
but that's a crazy reason not to accept an award, but I think everything has to be like within reason.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, everything can't be gay.
Yeah,
if you're some people saying pause to things that aren't even
pause
worth.
I'd be doing that sometimes though, just to
as you should. Yeah, just as long as you know it's a joke.
Exactly, but the ones that are serious about it, observe them.
Yeah,
observe them for real. Because
what's going on?
We're not gonna say anything.
Is this something you want to tell me?
They don't want to tell anyone.
Right.
They don't want to tell themselves.
Right. No.
But
they don't even think.
I can't believe this is me. Like,
wait, you haven't said pause yet. What? Whoa, what?
Yeah, it's that's mad. They say pause probably by themselves.
Right, right. You ever seen a Dame Dash interview?
Pause.
Pause.
Really, if I look inward, pause. What do you mean? Like, what do you mean? Like, if I look back at my life, pause.
I'm trying to retroactively go through the conversation.
Exactly.
I'm trying to find where the pause worthy moment.
Yeah.
And sometimes I don't find it.
Bro, he'll be like, literally, like, be, oh, those words you said made me feel. A certain way.
Right.
Pause. Yo, making another man feel shit is crazy. I'm like, all right, man. This is like, damn, man. But yo, we got another sassy guy in the news. Playboi Carti. He's obviously been transitioning in terms of the scales of sassiness, right? But
I didn't know where that sentence was going.
Today, he's graduated, my
yeah,
nigga.
Yeah, like, no.
Cum laude type nigga. Like, he was on stage popping ass.
Valedictorian.
Did you see this?
Yeah.
Nah. He was shaking ass, bro. This is too much. Like,
yeah.
He can't defend it anymore. You know, other times, like, okay, like, oh, he does the baby voice. That's kind of sus. I'm like, no, it's fire.
No, it isn't.
But popping ass at your concert on beat, my nigga, like, you're doing a lot. That and the body suit.
That's my dog. Yeah, I get you.
I can't defend it anymore, dog. I just cannot, man. Yeah, that's
all I got. Playboi Carti, I mean, you doing what he had to do.
Did he?
Did he have to do it?
He didn't have to do it. Nobody.
But
told
what was the response from the fan base? or are you the fan base?
That is such a funny question to me. I don't know why.
Nah, because did they join, or was it a solo venture?
See, it was definitely a solo venture. He was looking back at the crowd. Y'all fucking with this? Right. Y'all fucking with my booty pop? Oh my god.
Listen,
no.
We'll have to see at the next concert. Is it going to be the same same turnout? If more people come, then at least what he's doing is working.
Bro, if he gets these little white kids to start popping ass,
it's over with us. Yeah.
Send the flood, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
Send the flood.
The PTA mom's going to come through. My son has been twerking every day for the past week.
Nah, they need to bring in some kind of regulation. But speaking of regulation, we've got another person. Mr. I think me not mispronounce his name. Bishop Lamore Whitehead. All right, so he's a popular pastor.
You sure it's not pronounced with Eid?
Nah, I mean, is it?
Whitehead is crazy.
I don't know. I saw Whitehead. I'm like, Whitehead, whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe it is with Eid, but.
Nah, yeah. I'm playing.
It might be with Eid. So. But anyway, what happened is he's a popular pastor.
Right.
He's been like on Shade Room, posted a few times.
Of course.
Just
of
because
course.
Of, you know, how luxurious of a life he lives. You know,
having the bling bishop.
Yeah, the bling bishop, exactly. Yeah. Just having all the jewelry, all the cars. I was gonna say all the women, but that's not true.
No, I think it was just the one,
yeah, exactly. Maybe a couple
just
others.
The nun, yeah.
Anyway, yeah. But he was in the news like a few months ago because there was a robbery that happened at his church, right?
Right.
The robbery that he was looking directly in the camera like, I'm getting robbed right now. Please.
Y'all seeing this?
Do not hurt me. Please. Yo, whatever. And anyone, as soon as we saw it, we all knew.
Yeah.
This is Cap.
Of course.
Like, we all felt it, like, this is not a real thing. Mm-hmm. Anyway, kind of disappeared for a little bit. Came right back up recently because he was in the headlines. Like, yo, he's being arrested for fraud. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did we see this coming? Yeah.
No. Lifelong scammer.
Yes.
Like, lifelong. Like, yes. Has not taken any scam breaks.
Oh, my God.
Has not taken a scam pause.
Dog. Like,
consistent scammer.
Do you think?
A serial scammer, brother.
Yes. SS.
Yeah. They're great. This guy's not well. Bro, identity fraud.
Yeah.
Just regular fraud. I think he's done all the fraud. He's a fraud.
He's a fraud.
He's
man.
A fraud, bro. A
I'm really curious to know, like, did he start frauding before he joined the religion or?
That's the thing. Yeah. Like, the religion fraud was a pivot.
Yeah.
Like, he's done time for his fraud, my guy.
Before?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
He's done time for his fraud.
That's fucking got hilarious. Back out.
And most people would, I presume, would lay low or turn their life around. Yeah. No.
Nah, I'm doing it again.
He said.
I'm not fucking leaving.
He's on that decaf diet, bro.
Yeah, exactly, bro.
Nah, but it's like, how much fraud can you do, right?
And I'll show you.
That's what I'm saying. It was the Fraud Olympics, yep. And he's in the lead.
Man.
My biggest question is, to what end, right? And the other thing is, if you're doing all this fraud, you cannot simultaneously doing all this fraud and being in the public limelight.
Dog.
That's two things that don't coincide.
Niggas, man.
If you are scamming somebody, do not stay in their face.
Dog.
You are supposed to scam and leave.
Nah, he scams and comes back the next week.
Do you know how he got booked?
No, I actually want to know. How?
Okay, so essentially, because he has the congregation, right? Okay. He has the church. The number of attendance or like the size of the congregation, like mm-hmm. the numbers are kind of inflated. Mm-hmm. But essentially, there was a person in the congregation to who, like, they were struggling with their credit.
Yeah.
And essentially, he approached them with an opportunity to improve their credit.
I can change your life, bitch. I can change your life.
Right.
I can change your life.
Tyler Perry. But he essentially offered her an opportunity to improve her credit and then do some real estate stuff on the side.
Okay.
Is what's being said. And initially, the premise of it was an investment. Mm-hmm. Over time, I want to assume he didn't improve her credit. And so when she asked for the money back, being that it was an investment, he pivoted and said, no, this was a campaigning. Meaning, like, this was a fundraiser. Wait, you raised the funds. So, at that point, that, like, she eventually took the case to court. And that's what he's being charged for.
Oh, shit.
Right? $90,000. Okay. Yeah. Now, my thing is, you're a scammer, but you're also living this seemingly luxurious lifestyle.
Yeah.
You can pay back this. Like, we're seeing homie in a Rolls Royce, multiple Fendi bags. We're seeing the biggest house we've ever seen. Seven bedrooms, seven bathrooms. Why does each person have to have a bathroom? That is neither here nor there.
Of three.
Right. I think it's just him. No, I think he's got a kid. Okay. But all that to say, and we always see this play out in the same way. You seen that movie War Dogs with
Yes, Jonah and Miles Teller?
Yeah. You seen how they got booked, right?
I vaguely remember.
So they're doing all this fraud, all this scam. They're taking guns from, like, gun pellets from the Albanians going. And the reason they got booked is because the one guy who was driving them, mm-hmm. they refused to pay him.
Oh,
it's always some. It's always some tiny amount of money versus if you're this luxurious pastor, you know what I'm saying? He's a a prosperity preacher?
What he's calling himself?
Yeah, no, that's what it is. It's like a
prosperity gospel.
Yeah, prosperity gospel. It's basically. Oh, nah.
Scammer.
He might be. this might be how we found out.
Yeah, we got him.
But essentially, prosperity preaching is you're essentially preaching to the congregation. If you pray hard enough, God will line your pockets. You know what I mean? It's a crazy premise.
You niggas believe that. I mean, I'm not gonna say anything. You know.
But that's the thing, right? It's a certain type of person that's going to continue to attend your church mm-hmm. with that promise.
Yeah,
but it's
It's man, it don't work.
Right, right, right. It only don't work. One person gets richer.
Yeah. Why is God lining his pockets and not mine?
You see what God has done for me. The same could be said for you.
Oh my God.
If man. You don't have money, it's because you didn't confess, Brokey.
Calling the people attending your church Brokey is hilarious, man. Somebody in this church is broke.
I feel. And they haven't paid tithes.
Pay it. Pay it.
But yeah, no, but yeah, didn't pay the one mm-hmm. woman, and then that's the current charge that has gone through.
Right.
And I think there's just he's dealing with so many different like not charges necessarily, like mm-hmm. he's in so many different lawsuits all at once.
Okay, so that first one triggered a bunch of other things, right?
No, all of them were going concurrently, but that's the only one that's gone through so far. So one that's gotten a verdict.
Okay, so I feel like I kind of understand why he didn't pay.
Yeah.
Because like, yeah, I'm going to get away with it. Right. But if it was one of the first ones, I'd be like, all right, let's silence her up. Mm-hmm. Immediately, pay her a little 90K. We're straight.
Right.
Keep scamming.
Right.
But if he had a bunch of shit open already, then I'm...
I can't admit to one of these.
Exactly. I'm Teflon Don, baby. You'll never get me. No. So, no, just Jesus
he's,
Christ,
he's
bro.
Teflon Don.
I like that. I like that. All right, man. Speaking of somebody else who is Teflon Don... Let's talk about Yes Jules, the queen of yes, son. The queen of yes, son. You know, that's a deep reference.
Never not working.
Never not working. You know why I say yeah, son?
Why?
Because her sex tape leaked.
Okay. Right?
Years ago. This is like maybe I was in high school.
Yeah.
And the only thing she was saying in the tape was yes, son. While getting back shots. And I'm like, this is the craziest thing. Like, this is nuts, but pun intended. Mm. It was just some freaky shit. Anyway, Yes Jules.
Balls are off the wall.
Yes Jules got fired from Yeezy, the whole Yeezy camp, for essentially violating an NDA, right? She got fired by none other than Milo Yiannopoulos or whatever his last name is, who I remember from like 2013, 2014, when he was doing his little pedal tour. I don't know if you're familiar with Milo.
No. He's that, like, oh, is he the white supremacist?
Yes, white gay white supremacist. He used to talk about how pedophilia is kind of good. How grooming is good.
Grooming,
right?
He's
like, it's a cultural thing that happens in the gay community where you get churned out.
He wasn't talking about beards.
No, he was talking about how gay men, like, they're supposed to get kind of touched on by older people, and that kind of, you know, that's part of the culture. It's normal. It's you have to go through this.
Nuts.
And then even back then, people were saying, that's not right. That doesn't seem like it is. And then that progressed into him kind of defending pedophilia. And anyway, but now he's like, I'm not gay no more. I'm delivered. Yeah, so he's delivered and I'm working with Yeezy and now he's head of staff. Anyway, he fired, I guess, or he relayed the message that she was fired. Mm-hmm. But the letter itself that she received was the funniest thing ever. It's like, dear Yes Jules, obviously you're fired.
Oh, no.
And that's it.
Wait. Yeah. I was going to say, was it a Michael Jordan, I'm back?
No, it was the opposite of that. You are not
good. You're
done. Yeah, you're done. No, it was that line. I'm like, Jesus Christ. And
so it wasn't like a letter of resignation. It was like a note.
No, yeah. It was, I mean, they put it in a letter because it was like her name and shit.
It was a business card.
Literally. Yeah, it was just that one line. And I'm like, that's tough. And
obviously, you're fired is crazy.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's very Kanye.
That's the thing I was going to say. That's Donda language.
Yeah, it's that style. And I heard another story about how he, I don't know if it's even related to this, but he was talking, there's a group chat photo that leaked. I heard this from Rory and Mal. Mm-hmm. It's a photo group from the group chat that leaked where Kanye was speaking with this kind of artist and she was saying, he asked her to do something and she's like, okay, I'm on it. And he's like, can you please just say copy? Right? Because she would always say, I'm on it, I'm on it. Like, just respond with copy.
Right.
He's like, copy. He's like, I no longer want to work with you.
That's it.
So he fired her. I'm like, Jesus Christ. Like, Kanye
praise God.
Firing that fine God. Remember
fine
that?
God. Yeah.
Yeah, he was firing everyone left and right. But back to the Yes Jules thing. So yeah, she was fired. You know, she's taking it, I guess, well. Yeah. She kind of went on Twitter just, you know, exposing.
I saw the tweet, yeah. She said, obviously, I'm not keeping quiet. Something along those lines, yeah.
Exactly. And then
Yeah,
and then kicking Milo's back in as well, saying, like, you're a pedophile, blah, I never wanted to work with you anyway. Well, blah, interesting. Like,
I mean, that's easy to say after you get fired.
That's what I'm saying, you know? Yeah. And it's like, but the thing is, she actually has receipts of her saying that from day one.
Of course. Okay, right?
She's saying that from day one. She's like, I don't like this guy, blah, blah. But it's you're still taking the money.
Yeah.
So, you know? But she said, yeah, she'd be back if Milo leaves.
She'll go back?
Yeah.
To a place that fired her with a note?
Yep. If Milo leaves.
If Milo leaves?
Yeah.
So she really believes in what she did? Apparently, she had a big role at Yeezy, like in terms of her influence and in terms of...
Being the curator of vibes?
Yeah.
The queen of vibes? Never not working.
Do you think she's the one who got Cardi to twerk on stage?
Is that what happened? Oh, I thought Cardi B. Hilarious. Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if it was her. I just feel like it would just, like, you know, push the culture forward.
Absolutely.
That, yes, Jules is just... I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, what
are you She's always... Say? Nah, I'm not going to say it. She's interesting. And it's just weird when you see people from the City Defender, too. Like,
right.
Yes, what's his name? Daniel
Caesar. Oh, my days.
He crashed out for Yes, Jules.
Yeah.
That's so crazy. He has that, like, you know...
that was the case study.
That's funny as hell. Nah, but he really crashed out for Yes, Jules.
It was nuts, bro. You couldn't listen to him in public. People didn't want to hear that.
The fact that you have a blemish on your career because of Yes, Jules is crazy.
Yes, Jules. I don't even think she talked about it.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
You didn't even get a sniff of that.
Nah,
bro.
Nothing,
bro. At what cost, man? Now you're sick.
Career. He had to cut his hair off.
Yeah. All that. All that.
He's a real one in person, though.
What's that?
Pardon? He's a real one in person, though.
Yeah?
Yeah.
No, from super talent. You absolutely. Can never deny his talent.
Easily.
I feel like, listen, he's from Oshawa, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, man. He's going to be a cool guy. He's going to be a cool guy. I feel like he just had to learn that lesson. He's like,
that's what I'm saying.
What is racism anyway?
Right.
He was young. Man. He was young, man. He was young.
Yeah.
You know, now I feel like he's going to talk differently. And
I think I would hope he learned from that experience.
For
that's
sure.
Not that's a crazy thing to say. And he was on vacation, too. Like, you're on vacation. Why are you addressing the public on vacation?
Yeah, and think about Yes, Jules on vacation. I mean, that's understandable. Think about Yes, Jules on vacation. Like, you're just trying to fly her out. Like, join me.
Is your passport expired?
Did you get your shots? Oh, man. Shout out R. Kelly. All right. What else we got? Kelsey. I didn't want to talk about this even.
Not really. Again, same situation as Bishop Lamore. if you are cooking and you're not cooking the right stuff, get out of the kitchen.
Yeah, get the fuck out, man.
Kelsey got away with the craziest court case we've ever seen where she's saying one thing and she's saying something else the next day. Yeah. Once you are out of that, I think her situation allowed for her to get some sort of protection. Where
She got an immunity.
Thing. Right, some sort of immunity. Once you get immunity does not extend outside of the courtroom. You're not supposed to go into. Why are you doing podcasts?
My God.
Why are you going against what was said in the courtroom?
Exactly. By you, nigga. Yeah. Like, this is just.
But that's the thing. Some people can't. And I think even when we look at the Lamore, I don't know, with Eid.
Whitehead.
Whitehead is crazy. He could have done. You have all that money and you didn't think about adjusting your name a little bit? Heightwed?
Anything.
You know? With Eid? Even with head would have been a small improvement.
That's kind of crazy.
Small improvement.
With head is nuts, bro. Like, that's a freaky pastor, bro. Hey, call me with my last name. Hey. You know what I come with, baby?
You know what I come with?
Exactly.
Nah, but I would say, yeah, man. If you're up to no good, like, why are you being up to no good and being in the limelight? It's just not. It's two things that don't go together.
Everyone thinks they're just so sneaky,
right?
Everyone thinks they can just get away with it all. But and again, it's also the fact that just that itch of wanting that attention and wanting
of
to
course.
Be in the spotlight. You know,
of course,
it's like, oh, y'all gotta hear my story.
Exactly.
It's like, shut up. All of you shut up. Actually, I've said this. Like, I feel like at this point, you can kind of mash up clips of me saying, shut the fuck up and I'm tired of this case.
Yeah.
Like, for how many months consecutively? Because no one has said anything new.
Mm-hmm.
They're all saying, oh, man, if y'all knew.
Mm-hmm.
Keep us
and that's the thing. We can, if we can't know, it's kind of like a person that says, you know, oh, I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah. Exactly.
It shouldn't be brought up if you're not.
Never mind. you need to punch that person in the face. Immediately.
What are we doing here?
Sick of that. Yeah. Sick of that. What else we got in the news? What else happened this week? This happened this week. So I was I guess I got bullied into I'm getting coerced into watching Love is Blind. From Extra Gravy, like they're telling me, yo, you have to watch it. This is part of your job. Yeah, you gotta watch this shit, nigga. You gotta be tapped in. And I'm like, oh God. So I haven't started yet. I mean, I did kinda I did kinda watch a bit of an episode.
Okay. Why don't you wanna watch?
Cause I just don't like those kind of shows, like Too Hot to Handle, The Circle, all that stuff. Like,
nah, but Too Hot to Handle, it's a waste of time.
It's garbage TV. It's, I think
but Too Hot to Handle worse than garbage.
Really?
Because okay, season one, we don't know what the show is about. Mm-hmm. Okay, you know you're not supposed to, you know, you're not supposed to kiss. You know, you can't get steamy, right?
Yeah.
Or you lose on a big prize. That's fine. But season two, once everyone knows what they're here for, what are we like? What are we doing? What are we watching? Nothing has changed. It's the same show. Love is Blind, I would say, if you're here for the mess, that's the show for you. You know what I mean?
And I feel,
don't watch the show to watch like very positive outcomes and true love being found. Nah, that's not what the show is. The premise is already crazy. Mm-hmm. The premise is you're going to meet someone, you're not going to see them, and in 3 weeks... you're going to prove to everybody that this experiment works and marry them.
Marry. Legally marry them.
Legally marry. And after you get married, you can't get divorced for a year because for NDA reasons. If you get divorced, then the show, like, it leaks.
You get becomes a fine public record. For it. Like, that's insane, bro.
So that's the thing. It's controlled chaos. Yeah. You're watching. You're pretty much watching American Ninja Warrior play out in real time.
And dating.
You're seeing people play these mind games with themselves. And then work up towards that moment in the altar where they're like, this is crazy.
Yeah. And that's okay. That's what why I don't really like it, right? The mind games.
Yeah.
The thing is, people are watching this thing. Oh, this is fun. Ah. Yeah. But I feel like a lot of them are vulnerable to these things. Like, you're not really watching this with some kind of like, without absorbing some of the shit you're watching. So like, obviously the people who are watching it are dating as well, actively.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that shit spills into their real life and they think it's reality.
I would say it's the opposite, or I would say
if you're smart,
the show is most enjoyable if you take it for what it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. But I think that's like a smart person saying that. But I think I've also seen some people that are not. I wouldn't say they're dumb, but I feel like they're just like maybe they're not aware that they're more vulnerable to maybe what they're watching, right? So they're gonna start expecting these things based on the show. Mm-hmm. Or I've never seen this show, I wouldn't know, but I feel like it's just they're saying these things of like, well, I mean, like this is normal in dating, it should happen, or blah blah. Mm-hmm. I think their point of reference is Love is Blind, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on? This is a fucking show.
The show
makes no sense. Why are you even bringing this up in terms of dating? Like, this is the most absurd.
Has that been your experience?
What?
That the show got brought into your real life?
Damn, nigga, get off my back, nigga. No, it hasn't. But I see people make like arguments, whatever, with their whole chest, and I'm like, what are you doing?
Disregard the think pieces, bro.
Don't
subscribe.
Yeah.
Once you start seeing, once it says a threat or Love is Blind, a thread, stop reading. Yeah, scroll past it. Fam, come in for the mess. Because the show is nuts, bro.
Yeah.
There's going to be a couple love stories, right? Mm-hmm. One, two love stories. But the rest is people going into this experiment for what it's supposed to. The most likely outcome is for this not to work out. Because this situation is crazy. Mm. Who's going to get married after 3 weeks?
It's insane.
Not much less a person that you have not seen for 7 days. And then there's the prospect of a love triangle, right? Oh, because that's the other thing. The whole premise of the show is, you know, you don't get to see these people. Is love truly blind? Very virtuous, right? But then after a week, what are they doing? They're showing you everybody. You get to see what you missed out on. Now you have now you're second guessing. Damn, my girl not really that. My boy not.
Yeah, I hate my bitch, bro.
Wait, this is what I said no to, right?
Yeah.
And it's just, you're watching all of that kind of unfold.
Yeah.
Over the course, and I would say the best part of the show is just following along with Twitter.
Yeah.
Just because.
Yeah,
because,
honestly, watching any show with Twitter is amazing.
With Twitter is incredible.
The jokes that are flying.
People are, and they're catching stuff that you missed, and then also catching the stuff you took in. Like, is anybody seeing this?
Yeah.
The only issue I would have is with you watching it retroactively is missing that part.
Yeah.
But I would highly recommend, because the show itself is very consistent. They do one season a year, then they do like, obviously at the end of the season, the reunion.
Yeah, I just missed that. That was last week.
And then they'll do an After the Altar, which takes place from the reunion up until maybe six couple months after.
All right, so I'll tap in with that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I would say, yeah, the show, to your point, I don't know how much more of the show I can watch just because I've seen six seasons. I feel like I've seen every...
Done with the show?
Fam.
Damn, I'm
tapped in.
As soon as I join you, leave, that's crazy.
Right. Damn. Nah, it's a baton.
No. We got to watch it. I'm gonna start watching that as well.
It's worth it, bro. It's worth it. Just listen.
I'm not getting on that show, though.
I do 1.5 speed. Yeah. Because there are lulls. A lot of them, right? Yeah. There are lulls. If I'm not feeling it, I'm not trying to listen at all. I think when we're looking at a couple that's just a little bit too, like, they're doing a little too much, we don't gotta listen to all of this. Yeah. But yeah, for the mess, for sure, I might even put it on 0.5 just to really take it in.
I did see I caught the episode where they're the fake Megan Fox girl. I don't know what episode number that was, but I was watching.
She shot herself in the foot. You should have never said that,
bro. And just the argument she was having with her man, and saying like, "Yo, I know you were hanging out with this person." Right. He's like, "What?"
Yeah.
I'm praying for that guy. It's just all bad. And then she was drunk and being wild. She's like, "I don't like you going out."
Right.
This is hell. Leave. Nah, why can't you leave? And then the shorty that he was talking to initially, she is way better looking.
Exactly.
She had a kid, right?
It is. I don't even know if that's what that. I don't know.
He said he didn't want to be a dad or he didn't want to be a stepdad. So, watching
one episode. Something, yeah.
Yeah, and the kid is like, the kid's not 27. The kid's 10. The kid is like 9 or 10. Like,
the kid old.
If her kid is 27, she got it, bro.
But I think, like, again, there's only so much you get to see on the show. Mm-hmm. There's obviously stuff that happens in the background.
Right.
But yeah, man, like, I would say Megan, the Megan Fox girl, I don't know what was going on. To be fair, she had a lot of past experiences that I guess she took with her going into the show.
Yeah, like most women do.
So I think she had gotten cheated on multiple, like, she was dealing with serial cheaters. No Fruit Loops. So I think going into the show, it was the worst. There was a lot of people, I think this season especially, there was a lot of people that should not have got, I don't think anybody should, anybody who's a reasonable person should go on the show.
Yeah.
But if you end up on the show, there are certain people who should definitely not go. And she was definitely on the top of that list.
Jesus Christ. No, they're trying to get me to go on that or apply for me. I'm not going to do that.
Yeah. You might.
No.
Anything can happen, man.
I'm saying I don't want to, actually. I'm not going to do that. I want no parts
there's
to
a,
do
There's
that.
A Love is Blind Toronto coming through.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what they started bringing up. I'm not going to do it.
You won't?
Nah, man. I can't.
Not even to promote the pod?
Nah, man, I'm not doing that. At what cost, bro? Nah, I don't know.
Bro, you've got more experience talking to someone you can't see.
What does that mean?
Put it into practice, man. You're talking to the audience. He can't see you.
You're right. That's true. Nah, I can't do it.
Okay. You can't bring the sound effects with you. Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's definitely what it is. And also, like, it's like, I'm not looking for love like that.
I respect. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Nah,
if you
I'm not gonna disclose my personal life too much, but
you can't go on the show and just because that's the other thing.
Imagine going on a show with a girl, being like, "Yo, I'm just playing."
You gotta watch the show.
Somebody, was he black?
You gotta watch the show.
Hey man, niggas are gonna nick, bro. Right. Niggas are gonna nick. But yeah, speaking of relationships and shit, I do want to ask you this. So, you know when you're talking to someone, right?
Sure.
Let me tell you how things go with me. So, you know, I'm talking to, this is not me anymore.
Right.
It's a random person. This person's talking to a girl, talking to multiple women. You know what I mean?
What's their name? Kud?
No. I'll be back. I don't know. Yeah, sure. That name is Kud. Anyway, so this Kud person, right? So, he's, you know, single, talking to women, you know, dealing with multiple women and stuff like that. Having a blast.
As one would,
Doing cool things. Anyway, he meets this one girl. Things go well. Starts to like her. So, you know, once you start feeling those kind of feelings, you start to eventually kind of cut things off.
Of course.
You know, it just happens naturally at the same time. You're like, all right, like, I'm fucking with this girl or whatever. So it's like you start to kind of cut things off on the side.
Wait, Kud's not a polygamist?
Kuda's changed his ways. Kuda's changed his ways.
Polyamory?
So once that happens, you know, he starts to, you know, eventually cut things off and then just seeing that person he likes more and more. Now, do you think that you have to have the conversation about exclusivity when you're in that moment? Or do you think it's one of those things that happens naturally?
So that's the thing. The conversation could be natural to some people. Just like it could be unnatural to someone else.
I'm cool, bro. You got me, bro. Fuck.
Oh, wait, it's you?
Oh, shit. But no, I think, you know, honestly, the way I've operated, it's always been like one of those where it happens naturally. And so you kind of expect the person to catch on too.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
You're in the situation right now. All right, yo, chill out. This is, see what I'm saying? We're gonna pause.
Wait, you're cool?
Yo, hold on. This is gonna be bleeped out. And we're back. Oh, yeah. There was like a technical difficulty. We had to cut some shit out. No, that's crazy.
I'm sorry.
London, like, dropped the camera and shit. You know, my guest kind of attacked it. Anyway. But what were we talking about again? Yeah, I got the water on the mic. But we were talking about, yeah, the conversation, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's one of those things that kind of happens naturally.
Okay.
And then the person catches on. But I've been told that, no, you need to have the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Or else how else am I supposed to know?
Exactly. No, I agree. Yeah. I agree. I think there's... No one's a mind reader, unless the type of person you're going for. If you've known some mind readers,
yeah.
Kudos to you. More power to you. Yeah.
Don't believe in that. That's a bad word.
What are you, Shakira?
Shakira.
But I would say, yeah, most people aren't mind readers, and I think if you've had experiences where the conversation wasn't necessary,
yeah.
then that's not a big deal. But I think me personally, I'm the type of person, if you don't tell me, I won't know. So. I prefer to have the conversation if possible. And again, like people don't want to be blindsided. They don't want to find out the opposite, right? Like, are you talking to anybody? Oh.
that's a crazy question to ask. Right. Like, nah, that's, I will crash out.
Exactly. So I think me personally, I'm like, I would say the conversation is best.
So you initiate the conversation?
You just, that's it. That would be the conversation. Like, are you talking to anybody else?
Yeah.
And if the answer is no, then this is where we're going from here.
If it's on your mind, you should talk about it.
Yeah.
It's one of those, like, it doesn't even like cross your mind like that much, because you'll be like, oh, like, yeah, like, I'm me. Like, obviously, this is what's going on right now. You know, I feel like it's one of those, like, when you are, if I like this girl now, you obviously like me. Let's deal with that, you know?
But are you open to starting to have the conversation, or are you going to continue to just let the other person figure out?
Talking about Kud?
Oh, right. I'm talking about Kudi.
Nah, Kud has definitely had the conversation and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
But nah, man, I think, and to answer your earlier point, it never, like, it's always a thing that's brought up. Like, it never happens naturally.
Right.
So I'm just talking from this perspective of, like, how I think
things should be. But what's naturally?
I think it's just like, once you're seeing people,
uh-huh.
you always gravitate towards one person the most.
Right.
If that's happening on the other side too, uh-huh. fix up. But again, a lot of women are traumatized.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know? And it's like, they've been like, oh, well, I've been in situations where that happened and he was doing this and blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, but like, that's not me.
Right.
But, you know, it's like across the board. Every time I speak to my female friends about that, mm-hmm. or Kud speaks to his female friends about that.
Of course, Kudi.
They're always like, yeah, you're insane for thinking this way.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out Kud, man.
Yeah, shout out Kud. Kud a questionable guy.
No, I guess that's interesting. I'm curious to hear from you, though. Do you think the conversation needs to happen?
Definitely, 1,000%.
Yeah? Are you the one to initiate, or you think she should?
I'll initiate it. If it's on my mind, I'll initiate
Of course.
If it's on my mind,
of course.
I like that. Sounds really good.
That's the thing.
Good,
we're not talking about a stranger here. We're not even talking about a. It's not a random person. It's a person that you're interested in.
Yeah. So, are we all strangers a little bit though? That was not what I was trying to hit.
Man, is love blind?
It's love. Ooh. Nah, my love can definitely see, bro.
Right.
No, that shit is visible.
We gotta look.
2020, baby.
Look.
Blind. But no, that was a conversation I was having this week. Kud was having this week, and I think it was interesting to hear your answers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've heard anyone say what I said in terms of like, oh yeah, like these are things that are just implied.
Yeah.
It's like, what's understood doesn't have to be discussed.
Right. What's understood doesn't have to be explained. Exactly. You're a bad guy.
Yeah.
Like, nah, I think there are definitely a lot of people who share the same mindset as you. Yeah. But I would say for the most part, especially as we get older, mm-hmm. the expectation is that things are kind of not left in a gray area.
Yeah, that's the thing. You're right. As we get older. But it's like, I've been Mr. Gray Man. And, mm-hmm. You know, and that shit bites you in the ass sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
It does. Your stomach hurting and shit. Like, right. Hot, bro. Ooh, like, you do this to me?
Right.
But, you know, it is what it is. All right, let's get into music. You know what's unfortunate? Right. Actually, no. The audio listeners are going to hear this.
Okay.
But the YouTube people, I'm going to have to mute it. Mm. Because, I've been getting too much copyright flags.
Proper flags,
It's been fucking with a lot of shit. But anyway.
It's definitely Pride Month.
Cardi B. I'll start with her. So she dropped a record she promoted on IG for a little bit. Mm-hmm. It's called Enough, in brackets. I was going to say Entre Parenthèses, Miami.
All right, reason. Are you bilingual?
Yeah, fam, of course. Me? Look, me versus you and you know they pick it. What's up? The video's amazing? It's a video? Already? We're talking about Enough? Okay, now I think we're talking about the other one that came out last week. That was hard. Yeah, it's cool. It's all right.
Yeah,
I guess it's gonna get some play in the
summer. It should, but I don't know. I feel like it isn't anything I haven't heard before, and I don't mean that in like a dismissive way.
Yeah, you
I
mean just in like a misogyny. Yeah,
right. Yeah. The misogyny was the angle here, but I just like I've heard a lot of tracks from Cardi that I like. This wouldn't be on the top of my list, is what I'm saying.
Fair.
Yeah.
Fair. Yeah, I felt the same way. It didn't move me, and I was
no.
I remember people were kind of hyping this. Oh, I can't wait to hear this because she played a snippet of it.
Of course.
It's all.
And they got pissed with the Catch Me Outside remix.
Yeah. I played that last week too. I mean, it was okay.
The sample cleared.
Exactly. Like, can't hate on her.
Right.
But that video was crazy. I think that's what you're talking about.
No. The video I'm talking about dropped yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Enough.
Oh, for Enough.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Damn, all right.
It was kind of on along the same lines of Wild Side, where like the camera's taking her to a bunch of different places.
Okay.
It's definitely on some Missy Elliott, like the classic stuff where just a lot of stuff would happen on screen.
She's more nude.
But yeah. A lot less clothes. No puffer jackets.
Okay.
In this
one. All right. Yeah, I'll definitely take a look for research purposes.
I think she got research.
For research, man. I gotta study after the episode comes out.
Right.
Party Next Door finally came back out, bro. Very excited for this release because he said P4's coming. So, you know, me being a party stan,
right.
Looking forward to it. And he delivered, man. A Real Woman came out and it's party, man.
Bro, she gets her way.
Man. Party is such a staple, man. Such a staple.
Bro, she gets down the mouth. It's taught me. The way she looking,
she been eating hard wheat. I checked her book and she been beating. And you know what's another thing, too? You know how the P4's going to be a classic? Because Party's back to being fat now. So that's like, Yeah. Before he came out though, before like when he was like Jaron or Jaron, is like a real thing. Yeah, he was like really really big.
Perspective.
And then he lost a bunch of weight, and then came out PND1, and then like, I guess I don't know. I hope he's okay. To be honest, I hope he's okay. People are saying, oh, there might be some mental health stuff going on there, but I think he's back on stage, which is good. He's back being public, which is great, and probably you know, amazing. Sounds great.
Yeah.
You know.
No, like, yeah. It hasn't wavered.
The extra LBs definitely helped out the voice.
Of course.
So, No, shout out Party for real. I'm looking forward to people.
Oh, you're crazy.
I think I might have, you know. You know big niggas can sing, bro. I can sing low key. That's the type of girl I need the chains and the cherry red. That's the type of bitch I tell her friends that he can't do it like me. And then I got one more for you.
What's
the last one? Tizo. So Tizo Touchdown sorry. Showed a snippet on IG maybe two weeks ago, and I was excited because Tizo's my shit. And then I'm like, he's getting this bump,
right.
And this is with Zach Bia, the DJ guy, right?
So
I'm like, all right, this is what they're giving it to us, but I like this. This is like, you know, a few white claws in. Let me get a whiskey sour.
Right.
I'm gonna play it to the drop.
Oh, those are Mario sound effects?
But nah, man, Tizo, yeah, very, very, one of my favorite artists, you know.
I'm not mad at that, yeah.
Yeah, it's dope.
So among these last three, what would you say would get the most replay from you?
Probably Party.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Probably the Party song, to be honest, because I'm excited for, really, really excited for P4. And I think that the Tizo Touchdown song is probably going to be on a Zach Bia project.
It might, yeah.
I think he's going to do another, because he put out an album, I think it was last year, where he had a compilation thing, right, had a bunch of artists on it. But no, I think the Party Next Door song is going to get the most play, but also maybe even the Don Toliver song I played at the intro.
Right. No, the Don Toliver song was hard. I'm for sure going to give that a listen.
Yeah. Oh, I got one more too. My bad. Whoops. I forgot. Wait. These guys dropped Gunna and Offset. Okay. They dropped Pride of Them. So far, sounds like every single song.
I was going to say that they're not coming in. Oh, there they are. Shorty have him drip, proud of them, put it on the jet, out of here. 2024, our year, cut paramedics, killing them, stepping on their necks, milling him. Louis leather vest, nigga Trump, running up a check, stacking them. Yeah.
Well, that's that. That's what we got on music. Like I said, I feel like the highlight of this has really just been me waiting for P4.
Right.
I don't know what the date is yet in terms of when it's going to drop. Okay, but
timing.
Just know that when it is, I'm going to be in my room listening to that on repeat.
Has he done concerts recently?
Yeah. Okay, what's the
most recent one? Because I remember hearing about
it. Yeah, I don't know where he was, but he posted a clip recently where he was somewhere on stage. Was it History
or Danforth Hall?
No. I mean, yeah, that was for the city, but I saw a clip on Twitter like 2 days ago where he's performing.
Oh, snap. Yeah, okay, so really recent. Like, he's back out. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah,
he came out with a Billboard article as well that I have to read. Yeah. Just talking about everything that's going on with him
and
how he's feeling about, the songs and P4. So,
is he still technically in the OVO sweatshirt?
I think he is. Okay. I think there's no way of escaping that.
No. I think it's a lifelong commitment. Yeah,
it's for life, man. Right. Locked in. For life.
And sometimes you got to put shifts at the store.
No. He's not going anywhere. No. That's it for music. Let's slide into the last segment of the show. Silly shit.
Oh, this guy.
Silly shit.
This guy.
Now, I get these sent.
Do people usually answer silly shits from the previous episode?
No, but all if right. you like to.
Listen.
Which one?
It's going to be Itchy Booty, bro.
Itchy Booty versus Constant Pain
constant
in the Nuts.
Constant Pain is crazy.
Yeah. I don't remember which one I picked, to be honest. I think I might have picked the Constant Pain, but then the guys convinced me, Itchy Booty might be the one.
Itchy Booty the one.
It's just hell both ways.
Yeah, it's not comfortable seating under no circumstances.
Walking,
but
anything.
Endless pain is horrifying.
Oh, God. No, it's terrible. Oh, okay, this one came in at 2:07 a.m. Free to you. Caption is shimmy shimmy. All right. This one says, would you rather have sex with someone while FaceTiming your significant other or the other way around? I mean, this question is really asking, would you cheat or would you get cheated on?
Yeah. Are you a cuck or a sadist? What is it?
Yeah, no, I'm definitely going to be FaceTiming one. Yeah. Like, that's, why would I want to see that?
That's what I'm saying. What am I looking at?
That shit does not go away.
It's crazy.
No. You picking the same one?
It would have to. I feel like there's only one choice.
There's really only one choice.
Was that a question or was that a proposal?
Honestly, I don't even know at this point. All right, I got the next one. He sent a few between the hours of 2 a.m.
Wait, he sent all of this at 2?
Yep.
You so freaky, yeah?
Yeah. Oh, we got a new one that just came in too, so I'll read that one later. But okay, so would you rather have sex with someone? Oh, wait, I just read that. Whoops.
Okay.
All right, this one says squeeze, squeeze. Lovely. Would you rather whip your dick out every time someone says hello to you?
Okay.
Or grab their genitals when they say goodbye? That's funny. That's funny. It's harassment.
Harassment's like, not funny, specifically actually. The word goodbye? Because I don't think people see me saying goodbye like that.
I guess they just mean that's a good loophole. Yeah,
that's a proper loophole.
If that is the case, then yeah. But yeah. I mean, you'd be touching mad old people.
That's what I'm saying. It's goodbye. A lot of goodbye.
It's like, hold on, LA.
No more visits with Anna. Yeah. But I think, no, whipping your dick out when someone says hello is... That's one way to not get a job.
Yeah. Hello.
That's a lot of opportunities squandered.
Yeah, you need to be in Hollywood.
Definitely, I mean, it's harassment either way, but I feel like you would have a lot more harassment cases with the hello than you would with the goodbye.
For sure. So, especially if it's the word goodbye.
Right, right, right.
But if someone is just saying bye, I mean, how do you even play that off? Right. Oh, my hand slipped. You gotta... I knocked your coochie on my way down.
But the thing is, a lot of people be saying bye more than once.
Yeah.
You know, people
do that like five times.
All right, man.
You can't go four times.
That's a lot of accidents.
Three accidents back to back,
or
constantly falling the same way. Oh,
I think if you're if your family is because I know with people of color we have a hard time like saying goodbye and having people leave. Mm-hmm. If you're trying to say goodbye and have people leave, that would definitely be the fix.
Yeah, that would, yeah, you would, yeah, they would never come back
they
again.
They would never come back again.
Cet enfant est maudit.
Right. Like,
you're grabbing around
ton fils. Ton fils là.
You're gonna hear it. Hey! Yo, ton fils pervers là. Yo. Yeah, you're done.
They're gonna find the spatula.
You're fucking cooked.
Yeah, yeah.
Grab a random auntie's cooch. Oh,
no,
my
no,
God.
No, that's nuts. You're not, yeah.
You're getting beat up and you're probably
going
to jail.
Oh, the whole city will know.
Yeah.
Same day.
Yeah, like. Bro, enfant satanique, like right. You're possessed. No, yeah.
Your picture's gonna make rounds on WhatsApp.
Oh, for sure.
they're gonna bring back Viber just for that.
Exactly. All right, and so the final one we've got, would you abstain for 2 years from sex for $1 million? There's not even another option. Yeah, would you?
Yeah.
For 2 years for a million?
For 2 years for a million. Yeah.
Nah, man.
You said no?
Gotta double it up. All right?
You would have twice as much.
Nah, listen. At that point, I wouldn't even want the million.
Real, bro.
I'd be messed up. No, I'm kidding. I'm not really joking.
But.
I'm joking, but I'm not.
You came to play.
Exactly. Nah. It would have to be like, bro, a mil for how long? 2 years? Dog. The way
2 years, bro.
2 years no sex is nuts.
For no, it's not,
bro. As an adult, nigga, I can't do that. I don't.
There's no nutting, bro.
For fucking 2 years for a mil. Oh man, that's tough.
That's an easy paycheck, bro.
What if they made it 5 years?
What the fuck?
Yeah, 5 years is 5 years is tough,
bro. Okay, you know what?
Yeah, 2 years. 2 years is doable.
Shit, you know what? 2 years, yeah, I'm gonna be 30 in 2 years. I can do that.
Yeah.
That's actually, and then you actually get more. Damn. Fuck it. This is entertainment.
A mil a year, yeah.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying, like, obviously, like, after that, the level, the way you're seen by women is different, too. Like, wait, you abstained for 2 years.
And you got a check?
And you have $1 million? Like, no, that's actually, he's disciplined. Right. No, I'm not. I just like money. You know?
You would do it too for a check.
Exactly, no, yeah. Exactly. Honestly, 2 years. Fuck, it'd be hard, but
you wouldn't be.
Can you beat off?
Yeah.
I'm asking you like you asked the question, but nah. Yeah, I'm guessing
I think beating off. Yeah, beating off wouldn't count.
Damn. Oh, that's what you could. If you could, then I'll be straight.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
No. I'm saying if you beat, yeah.
Oh, as in you, damn. Okay, then I feel like nah. That's
what,
you got some kind of health issues.
Yeah.
Like
just
nightly secretions or some shit.
Right. You'd be like Kevin Gates.
Yeah. Like you'd literally be dick all in your stomach. Like, you'd just be making songs like that for no fucking reason.
You would jump on stage and grab your knees.
Do some random shit like that for real. Like
yeah, no, but I think because it's what it's the whole NoFap thing, Neil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, remember, I don't think I've ever
retention.
Done that.
I don't know. Apparently you ascend at the end of that process.
Nah, man. Nah, man. I've seen mad of those niggas. They're fucking weird, dog. Yeah, I don't know, bro. Nah, it's gonna be hard, bro. But fuck it, I'll do it.
Yeah.
I think you lock
it's
in.
A big check. That's a big bag, bro.
Yeah. A mil? Give me like a 0.5 on top of that.
Too. Right.
Now, but even like for a mil, okay, if I'm being realistic, I would definitely try.
An emotional distress child. You know what I mean? Like an emotional distress extra pay cut. Yeah. I agree. Like an extra 0.5.
Yeah, exactly. Bro, imagine making it to like a few months, you know, away from 2 years and just like you relapse or some shit.
Oh. It would be worth it too. That's the worst part.
That's right, bro. Yeah. Having it for 2 years. Do you have any idea, like, what the kind of noises that come out of your body, bro? Nah, close the door, man. Like, nobody needs to hear this.
You're gonna have to repaint the ceiling.
Yeah, all the hell. Like, it's gonna be insanity.
Yeah.
But nah, man. Thank you for coming on.
Yeah,
it's been another episode of Returning My Podcast.
Easily
had a great time. We covered a lot. Plug anything you have to plug.
Yeah, bro. I mean, the podcast is coming back.
Yes.
Yes, yes. Again, no guests for the time being, but we're going to work towards that point.
We're going to sneak
in. I would say sign over host. What's the spelling for it? I think it's a colon. So sign, colon, host.
Yeah. I'm going to put the link on Spotify. Everything.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, I appreciate that, my guy.
Of course, man. Of course. And yeah, do I have anything to plug? No, just keep sharing the show, guys. Please leave some reviews.
Absolutely.
What else? Yeah, no, keep telling a friend, tell a friend. Interact with the page. Comment, please. I know a lot of you guys are comfortable, you know, sending DMs and stuff, but I think it's nice to show love on the actual YouTube page as well. That's huge. Sharing the clips, too. And I know you guys do that, but just, yeah, keep doing that. You know, let's bring back the old feeling. I feel like before when we used to drop clips, you used to go crazy. Like, everyone's immediately.
Yeah,
but now it's kind of like, oh, like, we know what you are. Like, yeah, it's cool. It's like, okay.
Right,
send some love. Absolutely. You know? Exactly. So, all that. Just keep doing that. Leave reviews. And, yeah, keep telling a friend to tell a friend. And like I say every time, you guys could have been anywhere in the world, but instead you decided to be here watching us or listening to us. For that, I'm super duper appreciated. And then we'll be back again in 2 weeks.
Absolutely.
Yep. Oh.